Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2021 half year results of the Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via web chat or phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Ralf Josephs, Vice President, Corporate Finance, and Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Corporate Controlling. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Josephs.
Thank you very much. We are delighted to welcome you to our investor call. Jan Thiele and I will now present half year results. In the course of the presentation, you will see that despite technological transformation, we are also working on requirements received from you, the investors, regarding improved transparency and ESG measures. After our presentation, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. Now I would like to hand over to Jan Thiele.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to the call. Please let me start with a short look at the global market development. Based on the current IHS figures, the global market growth for light vehicles and medium and heavy-duty commercial vehicles in the first half of 2021 has increased 29% compared to the first half of 2020. This sharp rise is mainly due to the drop of production volumes during the shutdowns resulting of the COVID-19 crisis in the beginning of 2020. A market growth of 10% for light vehicles is forecasted for 2021. This trend could, however, be further slowed down by the shortage of semiconductors and general procurement risks considering recent market developments. Mahle improved its sales by 32% compared to last half year, which resulted in revenues of 5.7 billion euros. Adjusted for unfavorable currency translation effects of 256 million euros, Mahle's organic growth was even at 36%. This clearly outperformed the global market growth. The highest exchange rate effects resulted from the US dollar and the Brazilian real. Organically, all Mahle regions surpassed the respective regional market growth rates. On a business unit level, the highest proportional organic sales growth was in electronics and mechatronics, with more than 50%. The M&A effects are a result from the purchase of Keihin Corporation in Japan, Thailand, and the United States of America as of February 2021 in air conditioning business. For full year 2021, we still expect a double-digit growth rate in revenues compared to 2020. Hence, we expect to see a sales level of around 11 billion euros. This outlook applies under the condition that we are not faced with further call-off reductions due to customer shutdowns in the light of the difficult supply situation in general. After a challenging year in 2020, we have strongly improved our financials, showing that our agile and consistent actions are materializing. Our EBITDA margin improved significantly to 8.9%. Therefore, the net debt to EBITDA ratio returned to a conservative level of 1.2, which is far below the 2.0 threshold of Mahle's financial policy. Nominal R&D costs increased by around 5% to support the transformation, whereas currently the ratio is slightly lower due to increased revenues. Our equity improved by 4.2%. However, an extended balance sheet total of 9.8%, mainly due to the issuance of a new bond and the higher working capital, led to a slight decline of the equity ratio to 24.5%. Higher stocks ensured the fact that MAHLE has always kept the supply chains stable for its customers. Despite the deterioration of the global semiconductor bottleneck and an increased demand of raw materials with a resulting shortage. Nevertheless, the equity ratio is currently below our defined minimum threshold of 33%. It is our clear intention to get back to this level again. A very positive sign is that we have already mastered the turnaround in earnings. Primarily, the volume effect and numerous cost savings resulting in higher productivity across all business units positively influenced the good result. Our EBITDA margin is currently at 8.9%. This is a clear improvement compared to the EBITDA margins of 2019 and 2020, even when adjusted for significant restructuring costs in those years already mentioned in our recent calls. On the other hand, higher raw material prices have left a dent in our EBITDA. These netting effects led to an EBITDA at half year of 506 million euros. All things considered, MAHLE's net income is positive again. After a strong reduction of net debt in 2020, where we proved our resilience and good crisis management, we slightly improved our net debt in the first half of 2021. A further reduction of net debt was limited due to higher stocks to prevent supply bottlenecks, as mentioned earlier. Operating cash flow amounted to 180 million euros, significantly affected by higher working capital, as stated before. Cash outs for restructuring of 37 million euros further decreased the operating cash flow. The cash flow from financing activities reflects the corporate bond issuance of 750 million euros compared to the repayment of our 300 million euro corporate bond from 2014. As of 30th June 2021, our cash position stood at 1.177 billion euros. This was significantly higher than at year-end 2020 with 764 million euros. I would now like to hand over to my colleague Ralf Josefs.
Thank you, Jan. As Mr. Thiele already mentioned, MAHLE issued a new corporate bond in May 2021. With 750 million euros, the issuance was the largest in MAHLE's history and a return to the bond market after 6 years. The new bond repaid our existing 300 million euro corporate bond. Furthermore, this transaction serves as a cushion for the upcoming repayment of our 500 million euro corporate bond due in 2022. We cancelled our undrawn 500 million euro RCF, which was arranged as a supplementary backup facility during the pandemic. By taking this step, MAHLE gained further financial flexibility and independence in order to manage the upcoming challenges in the automotive industry. The Ba1 credit rating from Moody's with stable outlook well supported the deal and provided access to new international investors, especially from UK and France. Despite the rating, MAHLE now also offers consolidated half-year financial information. You can find both the rating information and the half-year figures on our investor relation homepage. The new corporate bond due in 2028 stretches our maturity profile yet again. It's a step to find the transformation process the whole industry is currently experiencing. Until the end of 2022, MAHLE's maturities are amounting to 625 million euros, mainly consist of 500 million euro corporate bond. After issuance of the new corporate bond, these maturities are well covered by our cash of 1.3 billion euros. By 2024, we will have another 534 million euros of maturing debt, mainly from Schuldscheindarlehen. Besides the generated cash, upcoming maturities are also well covered by free credit lines from our syndicated loan facilities of 1.8 billion. Thus, unutilized credit lines, together with cash, amount to an available liquidity of around 3.2 billion euros at the end of June 2021. And of course, we do have access to the capital markets. Mahle is aware that ESG has an increasing impact on financing conditions. Besides our EcoVadis rating with silver medal status, we report on our greenhouse gas emissions as a part of the CDP. For 2020, the organization assigned Mahle's climate protection measures as the grade B. This is well above the average of the Europe regional and the powered machinery sector, which is rated C on average. In 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for the Mahle Group. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we have already reached this goal in 2021. In general, Mahle continuously reorganizes the departments and processes regarding ESG and EU taxonomy requirements. This is backed by top management support. To document the efforts, Mahle will from now on publish a sustainability report on a regular basis on the homepage. Now I would like to give you some more insights on our strategy and how we manage the transformation. According to our market analysis worldwide, the share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells and hybrid engine solutions will increase significantly, specifically from 8% today to 27% in 2025 and to 63% in 2035. With our dual strategy, we will concentrate on exploiting further CO2 saving potentials for the intelligent internal combustion engine. We aim to ensure the highest possible level of competitiveness in terms of quality and costs. At the same time, we are consistently expanding our product portfolio with innovative solutions for electric and fuel cell driven vehicles. Electrified two-wheelers and e-bikes are also playing an increasing important role in private transport. We are a full system provider in this field too. As a strongly innovative technology group, Mahle is well positioned to play a key role in shaping the sustainable powertrain mix for the future. Mahle is making rapid progress in the conversion to an alternative technologies for CO2 neutral mobility. By 2030, we want to increase the share of our sales that we generate independent of light vehicle combustion engines from currently 60% to 75%. More than 80% of our R&D investments are towards future technologies and strategic sustainable mobility areas. The new magnet-free electric motor from Mahle is a breakthrough in electric motor development. It combines advantages that previously could not be combined in an electric motor. Without rare earth materials, the production is more environmental friendly. It brings advantages in terms of cost and raw material security. The motor runs wear-free. The efficiency is mostly over 95%, a value that has only been achieved by Formula E racing cars. The new development is easily scalable and can therefore be operated from passenger cars to commercial vehicles. There are already some features of this engine on the market. Therefore, we have received an overwhelming response to this engine since almost all major vehicle manufacturers have contacted us. This new engine can be seen as a symbol for our transformation. The shown powertrain mix scenario for the future offers a lot of attractive opportunities for Mahle, not only in the number of vehicles, but also regarding the content per vehicle. Of course, we still need to invest and work hard to achieve success and gain market share in the new product segments, but these content per vehicle calculation illustrates a huge potential we've identified for our company. In conclusion, I would like to say that we remain cautious despite our improving figures. The whole industry is and may be more intensively affected in the second half of the year by increased raw material prices. Nevertheless, Marl will continue to adjust its cost structures. We are confident that the investments in restructuring measures will help further strengthen our future performance. Regarding our strategy, we will drive the change towards sustainability and mobility and significantly expand our product portfolio. Thank you very much for your attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session.